Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man LC holding it down. Give us a shout here live in the studio. Area code 347-843-4738. LC and Jack Radio Show. We thank you again for joining us for another fun-filled, packed hour plus of great radio. This show is being brought to you by State Farm Insurance. For all those insurance needs, car, auto, home, life, rental, really whatever you need, cover all your family needs or personal needs or both. Go to statefarm.com for all those insurance needs and wants. State Farm Insurance. Well, I tell you, what a great holiday it was, Thanksgiving. It's, I tell you, just a great time to be around family and friends. Just giving thanks for having what we have. And when you stop to think, oh, well, I don't have a lot. Well, you do. You have more than someone else. So definitely, it's great to spend that time, get a chance to have some great food, great conversation, and just great comfort. And you can't take it for granted because, you know, there's no guarantee that next Thanksgiving, all those people that you shared, all that warmth and love will be around. So hopefully you enjoyed it like LC did. The food was unbelievable, okay? And my partner in crime finally got in the studio here. What's up there, Brett, man?
What's good, LC? Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy belated, man. Yeah. I was just telling the audience, man, it was just great being with family and friends and really enjoying it. I mean, the food part is, I guess, the icing on the cake, but
yes, sir.
Really spending time with those loved ones or friends or whoever you spend it with is really what counts.
Long loss too, at that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just finished putting down that turkey, man. The leftovers is something else, boy. Especially when you get it from somebody whose grandmother can cook or mother can cook. Oh, man. Leftovers is no joke.
Yeah, man. I'm not a big leftover fan. Unfortunately, like you said, Brad, the leftovers are still plentiful. Still a lot of macaroni and cheese floating around here.
Mm.
So, just about most of it is gone. But, yeah, so I'll be happy when that's all gone. And, you know, I like everything fresh.
Yeah.
You know, don't, you know, LC don't really dig into those leftovers, but
you know, every time you go to somebody's house, they pack your plate, so you know,
yeah,
don't want to eat it
all in
one shot like I used to when I was 185.
Oh, yeah, man. You and me
could
both.
Pack it away,
man.
Back in the day, but
you and me both, man. I tell you, it's hard to get rid of those pounds now.
Yes, sir.
When you're younger, boy, they just kind of fly off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's stick with you till death do you part, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, no doubt about that. But I know you had a big reunion.
Oh,
how was that?
Man,
how'd that go down?
I tell you, it was off the chain.
Really?
It was just something out of this world. I was so happy to see. I mean, some of the schoolmates I knew since like second grade, third grade, we grew up as children. Now we all grown up and got our own families. But, you know, it was just the atmosphere. You know, we had so much fun. It's like we was back in those days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was just something else. I mean, a lot of people didn't show up, but the crew that was there, man, let me tell you, it was at least about 100 people there, at least, because I got a list here, man. Because I know they tuning in on the LT and Jack show, because I blasted everybody's page last night, stayed up 3 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? So I got to give everybody their shout out who was there that made it. And then next week, I give out, you know, the ones who said they was coming, they started to make it for whatever reason, you know,
mm-hmm.
Some people are far, you know, far away. Some people in Japan. Some people in Cincinnati, Ohio, you know what I'm
saying?
Japan? Yeah, I got a classmate over there, man. Him and his family's over in Japan, Okinawa.
Wow.
You know? So, big up to Steve Morgan. That's my boy if he's listening. He's listening over in Japan with his family, you know? So, yes, it was a treat. We was at Rob Black's on Black Friday. White Plains High School 30th reunion, man. It was off the hook. Yeah.
Wow.
We did it big. My man Matt Locke, he did the photos and the videos, so we're making a CD as we speak.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? GMB Entertainment, Matt Locke out of Wine Dance, New York. Shout out to him for holding us down with the pics and videos. He's putting
nice.
A compilation together right now.
That's what's good, man. I tell you, it's nothing like those reunions. Matter of fact, Brad, there's one coming up here in, at the end of next month. I'll get at you. A little DMB
okay.
action. So,
all right.
To let you know, we'll be rolling through there. I'm sure some of our peoples, like Frank B and the whole crew. Will be,
oh, you know, man, that's another one of my peeps.
So big up to Frank
yes.
B.
Oh, yes, that's right. The end of, yeah, because I went to Brentwood High, too, now. You know, there's a little story behind that. Yeah, I made it a couple of years back, like 2 years ago. I went over to, the Dave & Buster's used to be? And now it's something, what is it called now?
Yeah, no, it's Dave & B. Dave and
Buster's. Yeah. Used to be Jillian's back in the day. Yeah, Dave &
yep.
Buster's. Yep. That was
that's
good.
It, baby.
Yeah, I had a good time. Yeah.
Yes,
I will be there. I will be there on the 30th, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, I got my dates in my head, man. You know, I got so many dates in my head. I'm rocking and rolling, you know. 2011 is about to roll out. Red is about to roll in. You know what I mean about that.
Yeah, man.
August 18th, baby. ATL, big 5-0 party. Stay tuned.
It's coming up, baby.
That's it.
I tell you. Well, I guess we'll throw out while waiting on our guest there, Brad. Just, I guess, touch on a couple things.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure by now you're aware of Dr. Conrad Murray.
No, I've been on the road. I know his sentence is going down, but I'll
yeah, his sentence went down.
Well,
early today, he gets 4 years.
Yes, sir.
So those that listeners to us now catch the podcast and not sure, the doctor gets 4 years, so that's not unexpected. And the thing is, he's not going to even probably do the 4 years because of the overcrowding out there in Cali.
Yeah.
In the prisons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he'll be lucky to do two.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Conrad, you know, so that puts that to close. I don't know if you're aware of your girl, T-Boz.
Mm-hmm.
Has recently filed for bankruptcy.
Again? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, T-Boz, she filed for bankruptcy. She owes, wow. I mean, the amount of money she owes, I would have filed too. $768,000. Wow.
Mm.
So she claims that she's owed $250,000 in back child support.
Mm.
That's a lot of back child support, man. Jeez.
Yeah, but they need to get him then. That didn't have, you know?
Well, that's just going to wind up happening. You know, so more to come on that.
Uh-huh.
T-Boz, did you have an opportunity? You probably didn't, because you were busy out and about, but this past weekend was the Soul Train Awards.
Yes, sir. I caught it all. It was kind of short to me, you know. Before I looked around, it was over. I was like, wait a minute. The Heavy D tribute was good, and right after
different.
that, it seemed like it was over.
Yeah, it was different.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't get a chance to check out CeeLo. Did you see his performance?
I heard he looked like a peacock or something. You know, I didn't want to support.
Yeah, CeeLo's got his own thing. I love him.
Yeah.
Love CeeLo because he's different.
Yeah,
he's not the same as
flamboyant
the rest of the artists
like
out there.
He's like the Liberace of today. You know.
That's right. Yeah, that's a perfect analogy.
Yeah, because, you know, our Facebook fans, you know, they out there keeping me abreast when I turn away from the tube. You know, I just catch the threads, you know what I'm saying? And they can tell me what I'm missing.
That's right. You know? That's right.
They call it good.
That's good, yep. So we had the Soul Train Awards, and I guess we'll circle back with that because, you know, I believe we do have our guest online, Brad, so... Without further ado, Brad, this week we have Miss Regina Venezuela. She's an independent broker, model, executive manager for super producer Anthony Dent. This brother's doing some large things there, Brad. She basically started out doing choreographing. Wow, I can't talk this evening. And has also been a line producer. All right, so we're so happy and excited to welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, Miss Regina Venezuela.
Hello.
Hello,
are you? Girl. What's up, Regina?
Welcome to the show. We're happy that you were able to carve out some time in your busy schedule to join us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So what's happening down in the ATL?
A lot of stuff's going down right now, you know. I'm over actually at the studio now. Got a writing session going on at BC. My boy Polo's in there doing his thing. And there's a lot of stuff going down right now. A lot of great artists are coming out of ATL right now. And so I definitely have the pleasure of working with them. So...
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful thing. Well, we'll circle back to that. I'm curious, you know, I'll let the bread man get in there with you in a minute. I'm curious, how do you get to Atlanta from Phoenix? You know, because, you know, that's not really close. So how do you
get
where?
Atlanta's where it's at, man.
I know Atlanta's, you know, everyone, you know, kind of migrates to Atlanta. I don't care where you at, but from Phoenix.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny. I grew up in Phoenix, started off in dance. Ever since I could walk, Mom had me in a dance studio. you know, fell in love with the arts, fell in love with music, theater, all that stuff. When I turned 18, after I graduated from high school, went ahead on to college at San Diego State University.
San Diego State? Yo, that's what's good. They're on the map. They love San Diego
definitely,
State. Some of the best.
Definitely. Went out there and went to school for theater arts, business management. I had a double major. Went out there, did my thing. And crazy thing, then I moved to Texas. So I was actually in Texas for 8 years before I came over to the ATL.
And where in Texas were you?
I was in Texarkana, Texas. Itty-bitty town in the northeastern part of Texas.
Wow.
And, yeah, so how I got into the music industry was a friend of mine was an A&R for Songbook Records, a very good friend of mine, Stacey Roberson, and he was actually making a trip to Atlanta one day. He was like, you know, I need to go to Atlanta for a week. He's like, why don't you just come and hang with me? I had a couple of friends that lived here, and so I was like, cool, you know, had a week off of work, so I just... You know, we just made a big road trip out of it, came out here, made friends with, you know, Anthony Dent, made friends with Armando Collins, a bunch of major producers, Jazzy Faye, everybody like that. And eventually they saw that for him, as a friend, you know, it helped him keep his paperwork organized, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, they kind of caught on, and I started doing it for them. For about 2 years, I did it for free, just proving myself, basically.
You got to do that. I mean, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because we talk to a lot of the listeners, and I think most people get this picture that, you know, it's boom, you're on, and you're making all this type of money. And it necessarily doesn't work that way for most people. Most people,
no.
Is you got to pay your dues. And that's kind
of... Definitely, and I definitely did that. I definitely paid my dues, you know, so it's not easy. A lot of people are looking for a quick fix based on, you know, what they see from the outside. When you work behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on, you know, and so... I'm just blessed to be a part of it. I've met a lot of great people, a lot of good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I end up hanging out with people I never thought I would hang out with, you know. So, you know, as a kid, you're like, man, you only dream of doing the stuff that I do. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I pretty much had to grind my way, you know. And it's harder for a female to be in the industry as well.
Yeah, you took that from me. I was about to say, you know, it's got to be... difficult for a couple of reasons. Obviously, just being a woman in a probably male, well, not probably, is a male-dominated industry. And then, you know, there's always that fine line where, you know, if you're trying to do your thing and other people say, hey, you know, oh, this is a good-looking sister, and you're trying to keep it professional. So that's got to be tough at times because you're trying to move your career and some people don't know how to keep on a professional basis. And you got to be cordial, you know, because, you know, those named people, no names we won't put out there, but there's always one that, you know, just doesn't know how to do it. But thank goodness, and I'm sure you'll attest, that most people are not like that. And you said it's been a great experience for you, so.
Yeah, it's been a great and a tough experience. Just like you said, I've been in situations where your morality has to be, you know, tested,
mm-hmm.
you know. And as far as, you know, especially when you're a female in the industry, your morality, your integrity, it's tested to the fullest. And, you know, it's hard to make your stamp in the industry as somebody who wants to work. Like, I'm not a groupie. I'm not trying to... be in anybody's hotel room, you know. I'm a single mother of three children. I just want to make my money at the end of the day just like the rest of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been in situations where over $10,000 have been thrown on my desk and, oh, if you won't say nothing, let's go do our thing. You could have all this money.
Right.
And I've turned it down. I mean, I've been in those situations. But in all that hardship, I've actually gained my respect to where now people are coming to me knowing that when they work with me, it's business. It's not play. I'm not trying to sleep with you. I'm not trying to, you know, get behind stage. I'm not trying to get in your hotel room at the end of the night. I just want to work, do a good job, and make my money at the end of the day just like everybody else.
That's right. You're trying to provide for your family.
Yeah. And, you know, me being a single mom, it's even harder.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Big up to the single moms out there.
Yep, yep.
Definitely. They're doing their thing, you know.
That's right.
That's it.
What you got there, Brad? You got anything?
Yeah, I'm just listening to my sister. You know, we've been playing phone tag and I am for a while.
Busy lady,
finally, you know, because she's busy, I'm busy, but I'm glad she is here today to share her experience and her knowledge to those who are listening, who are our fans, and we probably got some new fans tonight just by her coming on our show.
Thank you.
So big up to Miss Regina because she's a very special young lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whoever's out there listening, please listen to her because she's 100% real. And that's all I want to say on that.
Definitely been an experience. Anybody who wants to get in the industry, just be ready to work. You know, labels aren't doing what they used to nowadays. You know, back in the day, they liked your voice. They put out a bunch of money to, you know, try to get you to where you are. Nowadays, you have to earn it. Mm-hmm. It's an earning game. You know, you got to hustle your way to the top nowadays, whether you're working behind the camera or in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no BS. You know, there's still a lot of BS that goes on behind the scenes. But
mm-hmm.
you just stay to your, you know, stick to your guns and do your due the right way. It'll pay off.
How is it working with being in Atlanta? Obviously, there's a lot of, I guess there are some, a lot of the labels there now. Since Atlanta has taken off tremendously with so many different artists from the South, I guess for those people out there that's looking to get on, what would be the from your knowledge and your information, what would be the best path for them to take? They're looking to get into the music industry, whether it be on the production side or as an artist or manager. What would you say is the best way to get out there and get their music heard or get it out?
The one thing that I can say is go viral. Like,
mm-hmm.
you will get your fans. Like, nowadays, I promise, there's probably 95% of the economy that everybody that wakes up is going to log on and look at something on the internet.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And it actually... it's actually plays in the favor of people who want to be artists or producers or managers. Reason being is because it's very cost effective, especially for the economy today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can put up, if you sit there and filter out YouTube, I mean, if you put enough noise about yourself out there, whether it's at an art, as an artist, manager, whatever, if you put enough noise on there, you know, whether it's through Twitter, YouTube, Who, Worldstar, whatever it is, you will catch the attention of somebody. You just can't put one video up there and not get discouraged because you got, you know, 100 views. Keep on pushing them out there because somebody, the right person, will take a look at it, you know. And just grind out there. Like, put yourself out there. Go to events. There's so many events, especially in Atlanta. I mean, there's an event almost every single night, you know what I mean? And because
mm-hmm.
it's so saturated with major producers and major artists, I mean, you're bound to see somebody. And just go out there and network. You got to network yourself. It's all about networking yourself, putting yourself out there. Nowadays, with everything going viral, you can do it and not put so much money, you know, out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. You know, I'm, like I said, I work behind the scenes. I was a single mother, and that's very difficult in this economy. For 2 years working pro bono, it was not easy, but by networking myself, I networked myself to the bone. I don't care where I was at. I was shaking somebody's hand, introducing myself, telling them what I do. Eventually, my name got out there to the point where when I was living in Texas, the networking I did every now and then, the networking that I did in Texas and Atlanta, while I was in Texas, I was getting phone calls from people in Atlanta while I was in Texas. Because I
wow.
networked myself that much to the point where I had to move to Atlanta. I was only driving back and forth once a month to Atlanta
mm-hmm.
to do my little paperwork thing or whatever. It got to the point I was networking myself. I would be here for 2 days. I would just go to all kinds of events, shake everybody's hand, tell everybody my name, tell them what I do, and that's it. I wouldn't sit there and run their ear off or nothing, just tell them what I do. And I would prove myself that way by showing them what I do paperwork-wise, to the point where I was having to drive here 3 or 4 times a month, to the point where I just went ahead and moved out here.
And I tell you, Atlanta is the spot.
It is crazy. Right now, it's the spot. I think the economy is going to get better. Right now, where the economy is at is just the best time to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because when it gets up there, it's going to be so much harder.
Right. It's going to be harder to get in. Yep. No, I understand exactly.
But the best advice to anybody that wants to get in the industry, whether like camera or in front of the camera, is definitely to network the heck out of yourself. I mean, it's a sacrifice. I still miss my kids all the time. I still do what I do. Sometimes I don't see my kids for a week. But I'm out there networking, but I still can provide for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And going viral. Twitter is probably right now the hottest thing when you want to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and it, like I said, it's cost effective. You know, you don't have to put out tons of money. Get on YouTube. Get on Twitter. Go to events. Shake everybody's hand. Tell them who you are. Somebody will listen.
That's it. Right. But you know what? I think the economy is playing a poker face because after Black Friday, all them billions of dollars that were spent, I don't think there's no bad economy out there. I think the poker face is out there.
For real.
It's some money this weekend. Let me tell you.
Yeah, people spend
Cyber
money.
Monday, forget about it. And also,
I'm sorry, but this is just my opinion.
Yes.
If you're going to complain about the economy,
mm-hmm.
don't be standing outside at 12 midnight waiting for that sale to save $20.
I ain't lying. Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
You can turn around, go spend that $20, because y'all know y'all going out to eat with that
$20. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Then you're going to come home and complain that you broke.
That's right.
And blame it on the economy.
Yeah. They need somebody to blame. It's a blame game. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, man, I can't get into all that mess. People getting arrested on Black Friday and waiting hours on hours on end for what?
Getting killed, too. Somebody got killed on Black Friday. It's crazy. You
and that's ridiculous. For what? What is it worth? I mean,
I'm
it's crazy.
You. I'm
At the
with
end of
you.
The day, I just want to go to bed with a peace of mind.
That's it.
I'm with you. Well, Virginia, tell me, I know you also, yeah, some really nice bio pitches. I like those pitches.
And some of them, yes.
Those were nice. We'll put some up on the site, too. And some of them with all different types of people. How is it working with, the super producer there? How is it to work for him?
It's actually awesome. Like, that whole work relationship cannot be, that's probably the best work relationship I ever had. For being the producer that he is, you've never met a guy more humble.
And I'm sorry for those out there. It's Anthony Dent, the super producer we're talking about. It's Anthony Dent. And, I mean, this man, he's doing it.
Oh, yeah. I know everybody knows what Survivor is from Destiny's Child.
Oh, I'm
Destiny's
sure they do.
Right there. Survivor, Carl Thomas, Emotional.
Ooh,
yes, Kelly sir. Price, A Soul of a Woman, a friend of mine.
Ooh.
He did that album. He was one of the original Bad Boy Hitmen when Diddy started out. He's worked with Aretha Franklin. He's worked with Quincy Jones. He's worked with Jay-Z. He did Maya's album when she first came out. So, I mean.
Wow.
He's worked with, and they still come by. He's done several of Too Short's albums, who actually has become a real good friend of mine. And so, they still come by the studio on a regular basis. You know, I mean, he's doing his thing. Wild Wild West. I know y'all know the movie with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He did that album. So.
Brother's doing his thing, and it's.
He's definitely doing his thing. Working with him, it's definitely a great experience. You know, it takes a lot of patience, because when you're an executive manager over somebody of that stature, so many people are coming at him, and you know, nobody gets to him unless it's through me. So
you're the gatekeeper.
So, pretty much. They call me Mama in the studio. I'm the Mama in the studio.
Is that Mama?
They call me the Mama in the studio because, you know, everybody knows. If you, I mean, I had to kick some folks out. Come on now. So I treat it like it's my home. But like I said, definitely working for him. To work with someone of that stature, it's very humbling to be around somebody like that, especially when you're in public with that particular person, because so many people are coming at him, you know who he is in the industry. And
right.
It's crazy because of all the people that he's worked with, you wouldn't, you know, you see him in person and how humble he is, and you would never think, you know, you walk in this studio and there's over 50 platinum albums all over the walls, you know. And he's just like, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. you know, and it's a good experience to work with him. He is such a giving person at that.
Mm-hmm.
He knows my position and how I got to where I am today. And he always wants to help people. So
he's got that respect, you know, which is for you, which
yeah,
is great.
Definitely. And like I said, at the same time, it can be frustrating. So you're dealing with a producer who has come up with some of the greatest hits in the industry, and his mind, he thinks with a creative mind.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks with a creative mind, and I'm the one who has to structureize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're thinking with all these thoughts, and, you know, somebody has to organize them for you.
That's right.
So, and that's where I come in. Because, I mean, people come in all day long wanting to see him. We have people come in, walking up the driveway, wanting to sing for him. And it's just like, and he's so nice, he'd be like, yeah, sure, come on in. And I'm like, no, you're full today. You're booked for the day. So, but, you know, but he is so humble. He wants to give everybody a chance.
Right.
You know what I mean? He wants to give everybody a chance. So, like I said, it's humbling. It's fun. We have a good time. Sometimes it could be frustrating because he, you know, we will be out at events and he'll forget that I'm there because I try to give him his space as well. I go to every event he goes to. And when he's at events, unless it has to do with business, I let him do his thing. I let him, you know, be with his friends and network and do whatever. But when it comes down to people wanting to talk business, and then I step in the conversation. So, you know, sometimes he'll set up appointments that I didn't know about that aren't on the schedule, and I got people showing up at the studio, you know.
Right.
But, you know, he's a very busy man. He also is not just a producer. He has a clothing line out now called Headstrong. So, I mean, he's a very, very busy man, and I manage all of that for him, including all the sessions that go on here, too. So.
Wow. Now, the sessions are all just him as far as production, or all types of producers?
All types of producers come in. We, you know, we've had Jazzy Faye in the studio.
Oh, okay.
We've had Drummer Boy in the studio. You know, a lot of different artists come to the studio. I mean, we've had T.I. here. We've had Too Short here. Carl Thomas comes all the time. I mean, we have a lot of people. I mean, and they're just good friends of his, too, that just
mm-hmm.
want to come and work with him because, you know, when it comes down, everybody has fun, but when it comes down to work, Mr. Dent is about his business.
That's it.
So people come in on a regular basis. Just over the holiday break, you know, Brandy was here, you know, doing some work with him. She's getting back in the game and doing her thing. So Brandy was here for a couple of days, you know, hanging out and stuff, doing some work with Mr. Dent. So. He definitely is still in the game. You know, not a lot of people know who he is, but I think he likes it that way, too, because especially being any artist of that magnitude, they want some of their privacy.
Oh, definitely. Unfortunately, I guess, you know, when you're doing these types of, when you're in this type of occupation, it's a give and take, and sometimes the privacy is tough.
Oh, it is.
On.
It is even for me. And I'd be like, man, I'm not the one that produced this.
Yeah, they'll be coming at you. Yo, can I just sing for you?
I promise you. I had somebody in Best Buy ready to quit because they recognized who I was. I'm like, You know, I mean, it's very difficult. Like, me being an executive manager, not only over his studios, he has two studios, not only being executive manager over everything that he does and over his studios, you know, I almost have to take on his life, you know, and that can be difficult at times because I have to almost do everything he does so that everything stays structured and organized. So he almost has to take on that life. And, you know, like I said, a lot of people don't get to him except through me. And so I get bombarded.
You're the bad guy, though, too. We're like, oh,
man. She's the mama.
Mama Regina coming on.
I'm serious. We went to the restaurant the other day. Me and Dent and Polo were at a restaurant the other day. And, you know, they were having us wait forever. And they were like, Gina, go handle that. Like, they make me be the bad guy. Like, don't get on that waitress. She didn't do this right. I'm like, can't y'all do something?
Right.
Like, be at the studio. And they'll be like, hey, can you calm that girl down or kick that person out? And I'm just like, man, I got to be the good guy and the bad guy.
Mm. Is that the toughest thing about your job that, well, I just say toughest, the thing really you don't like that much about what you do is have to be that person?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I do like being, it actually has taught me a lot to be like a tougher because naturally I'm like not withdrawn, but naturally I'm just like a shy person. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of like to stick in my corner and do my thing. Getting in the industry, you know, and being the only woman in the industry has actually also, it's had its good side as well. It's taught me a lot as well because I can actually handle those people that are coming at me with the wrong intentions now.
I know. I understand where you're coming from.
So it actually has had its good points. You know, I don't mm-hmm. regret having to go through some of the BS because now when people come at me the second time around and they're throwing that BS at me, I'm going to come at them correct, like, look, you know. So it teaches me a lot. I try not to be mean.
That sand dog becoming out, boy.
I gotta pull the switch out every now and then, but you know, I gotta get old school and go get a switch. No,
that's what's good.
Make sure you get them leaves off too.
My mom used to make me go out and pick my own.
I
had to go pick my own switch, and then hand it to her so she could whip me.
We were talking a little bit.
I can't say I don't like it too much because I've learned from it a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just not a, you know, bougie, ugly person that when you come in the studio, I welcome everybody that comes into the studio the same. Everybody that comes at me the same. I don't treat anybody any different than anybody else, you know. But when they overstep their boundaries, then, of course, they're going to deal with a different person.
That's right.
But everybody gets the same treatment, everybody. Because you never know who you're dealing with. You could be dealing with the next Beyonce. You could be dealing with the next Diddy or Jay-Z. So you want to make sure you give everybody the same respect.
Now, what's your next step? What would you like to do? Obviously, you love what you're doing today. What's your next goal or next thing that you're looking to accomplish?
Be at Cornbread's birthday broadcast.
You really
want
to know?
Oh, you have to excuse Cornbread, okay? He's pumping up his big birthday bash next year.
Yeah, Toby, she's going to be there. I'm loving that already.
He's starting early.
I'll tell you guys what my passion is. My passion is still choreographing and dancing.
Okay.
So I know that I'll never stop doing what I'm doing today because here at the studio, I'm part of the team. And, you know, I'm probably never going to leave it because I consider dance and Polo and the people that I deal with, family. So I'm probably never going to stop doing what I'm doing now in the industry. But an ultimate dream of mine, next step-wise, is to, and y'all can't laugh now.
No, we won't laugh.
I want to put on a major production. I want to put on a major production dance-wise. My first major production dance concert that I'd like to give an entire tribute to Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's what's hot.
I do. I want to start it from ABC all the way to This Is It. Like, that is just one thing that is a passion of mine. Like, I'm constantly choreographing in my head. That's just one thing. But I don't want it to be done at the club down the street. Like, when I do something, I want it to be big. So, of course, that's been a dream of mine for years, something that I've always wanted to do. And it's going to get done, but I want it to be something that goes on tour and that's national. I want it to benefit his family. I want it to just give him the homage that he deserves,
okay.
You know. One thing that I've always respected about Michael Jackson is he's never used profanity.
Nope.
He never used profanity in his music. He never, degraded women or nothing. His music was just straight up clean, real, and look where it got him. He didn't have to, like, do all that. Despite of all the personal, I don't even think about all the personal stuff that was displayed about his life or anything like that. I don't, because that was really none of our business.
That's right.
You know, it really wasn't any of our business. And you can imagine the type of power that he had, what kind of pressure that was.
Oh, I mean, the sacrifices. You talk about, you know, the sacrifices that you made, and, you know, him not having a childhood, basically, just being and doing this, you know, being really as a kid, just growing up. You know, being an adult.
The media preyed on that. The media definitely preyed on that. That was their job security.
Yep.
To expose him in a light that would give them a job, because, you know, exposing him for the nice person he was, that wasn't boring to the media.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to read that Michael Jackson is a nice person that has all these charities and helps families and whatnot. They didn't want to hear about that. They wanted some dirt, so they just made some up.
Okay.
Now, in my opinion, I can't say what went on behind closed doors, but, you know, I think everybody grew up with Michael Jackson and pays him some type of respect. So,
but
my next step, what I'd like to do is, I would love to do something like that. And I know that's in the far future. I still choreograph every now and then. I have some great friends that are in the industry that choreograph for Lil Wayne and for Beyonce, and they're awesome people. So I know when it comes down to me putting that project up, you know, I definitely want them to be involved, because I do want it to be like a world tour, because you can take it anywhere.
Oh, definitely.
Anybody in the world, they don't even have to speak English. It can be the Aborigines out in the rainforest. They ain't never seen another human in sight. You can go see them. They still dress. They still butt naked out there. You say Michael Jackson? They know what you're talking about.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's global, baby.
Yeah.
Global. He wasn't local.
Awesome.
That man was worldwide. Anywhere in this world, people know that name, Michael Jackson. He's a legend, genius.
Definitely. But as far as in the industry, what I'd like to create in the industry for what I'm doing, that I'm still working on, is just getting music back to what it used to be. Like, I'm such an old school music junkie. Like, I can't say
anything
to music.
You got your hands
full. Yeah.
Because, to be honest, I'm like you with the music. I can't speak for Brad, but they don't make music. It's not even music anymore, to be honest. It's not
musical. I can't knock that they're making their money, but at the same time, you know, I can't relate to anything that they're talking about. I don't own the boat. I don't have millions of dollars, you know, yet. But, you know, who cares? You know, like, what does that do for the next generation? I mean, what does that have them to look forward to?
Yeah,
talk about your hustle and grind and how you got to where you need to be, so they know what to do if they want to follow in your footsteps. But I don't know. That's what I would love to see the music industry become, is to just, you know, rewind to when you can actually let your children listen to music.
That's right. You know, back in the day, you listen to your parents. Back then, it was actual wax. Your parents were listening to, I don't know, Al Green or whoever, the Jackson 5. That was
James
real
Brown.
James
Brown.
Come on,
you had Climax, you had Elden Barge, you had Ashford and Simpson. Come on now, L.B. Shore. You had them all.
Yep. Yep, it's,
you know,
but nowadays too, as far as even the singers, I mean, there's some holding it down, but most of them, to me, they can't sing. The studio singers.
It's not what it used to be.
You know,
it's
when you
really
see them live, that's the true test. Okay, you hear them live.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard a couple of artists live. I ain't gonna say the names.
You're not gonna give them any dirt tonight. Come on now.
They need to stay in the studio. They need to stay in the studio.
Oh, come on, Regina. You got to give them some dirt, baby.
Stay in the studio. For that. I ain't trying to be
All right, LC, we're heading down. We're going down.
All right, we got to go down to the studio. Well, I got to find out, okay?
Better stay in between those four walls.
But some people came in here like, how in the world did you get a record deal? Like,
it's all some of the biggest ones now
they can't sing. I'm telling you.
You're right.
Not singing.
You're
they're
right.
Big right now. They're selling music, but they I tell the audience all day that these people can't sing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And but you know what? At the end of the day, I can't hate on them because if somebody's paying them,
yeah,
and they're
getting
their bills paid. Hey, you can't knock them for it because
you know,
I know I can't sing. That's why we're buying the camera. But if somebody around here thinks I can sing, shoot, and they want to pay me a couple $1 million, I'm good. I'll sing all you want. You can hate on me all you want. My dollar bills think I sound wonderful.
Yeah, my man is Usher, okay? I love Usher. Usher doing his thing. And keep holding it down, Usher. My man can do it all. I remember when he first came out. I don't know if you remember this, Regina. He first came out. He was doing the Michael Jackson thing behind the sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he was going on tour, I never forgot that. And I was like, you know, that was kind of his way, like we were talking earlier about paying homage to Michael Jackson. That was his way. Because Michael Jackson was like everything to him. It still is, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but,
definitely. And that's one person. It's funny that you said Usher, because that is probably one person that I do want to get involved in the production that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start it all off. Like I said, I want the whole thing to just be a huge Michael Jackson tribute. And I definitely want Usher to be a part of something of that stature. I definitely want him to be a part of it. So it's going to be a big deal. It's not going to be just no little, like, you know, Nutcracker, you know, show. You know, I want major
mm-hmm.
artists in there representing him in the right light.
Well, that's how these things start, though. They start as an idea or a dream, and you just work your way towards it. So we'll be right there to broadcast live when you get it going. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're
going to
stream it. We're going to stream it. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Baby. We'll be there. Let you
y'all are more
course.
Than welcome. More
we're
than welcome. You guys get VIP. How about that?
Well, do you have any shout outs or anything out there before we let you go?
Definitely have to give a shout out to my children, Trey and I, and Rita. They're probably listening now. I mean, they're
yeah.
like, so excited.
Hey,
they have
up?
Probably been my biggest supporters because mommy is not always home. But mommy has to make sure that they're good. So they are probably my biggest supporter. My mom, she retired just so I could go into the music industry completely. I got to give a shout-out to mom, you know, God, of course. And I want to give a shout-out to Too Short. That's one of my boys. Like, he's really one of the pioneers in the industry that
yes.
is a very, very good friend of mine. Talk to him on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Too Short is doing his thing, you know. He got... He definitely has a new album coming out in February. So
you know,
yeah.
All
right, so
yeah.
we got to definitely
yeah.
get him on. I know he just, we had a...
Trey Dog.
Yeah, Trey Dog on there from the Dog Pound last week. And him, Cube, and the whole posse out there had a big show out this past Saturday.
In Vegas. Yeah,
out
Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah,
definitely. But, yeah, Too Short's a really good friend of mine. So, got to give him a shout-out. He's a busy man, but whenever he's in Atlanta, you know, he hits me up and we hang out. So,
all right.
He's a good guy. And definitely to Anthony Zinn, like, you know, I'll give a shout out to him because he really, when I was at a point where it was like, okay, am I going to stay in the industry or not, he opened the door for me. And he definitely showed me some love and got me in the studio and actually helped me get to where I'm at today.
He gave his sister an opportunity, and that's.
He gave me an opportunity, and yeah, definitely he's allowed me to be a part of his world, and so to let me create, you know, something of my own. So definitely got to give a shout out to him, and of course to you guys, because you guys sought me out, and I thank you and appreciate it.
We
definitely
we love to put people out there that's doing their thing, and they're not necessarily big names. I mean, we do that too, but you know, part of our show is just to get out there and give. Give the education out there to people that's out there to grind that you may not even be aware of that's doing
that's
their
it.
Thing, like
that's
yourself.
It.
Yeah.
And we
thank
like to
you.
Give those people those shine that they deserve as well. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Definitely.
Yeah. Keep doing your thing.
You
keep in contact with us.
Gotta come to the studio.
Well, we definitely. I was just in the ATL actually last month, and but I'm. The Bread Man's got his big push for his big birthday bash, so we...
Yeah, big 5-0. Hawaii 5-0, baby.
Hawaii 5-0, huh?
Is it, man? I'm I'm going to book me some Danos.
Oh, boy. So he's got that. So look out for us. We'll probably be down way before that, but we'll
definitely
be down in August for his big birthday bash down in the ATL.
Definitely. What is he, a Leo? Oh, that's
yes, ma'am. You're talking about that. Come on.
Leo, whatever, Leo. Yeah, Virgo.
Yes. You got that Cali all in her. I hear it so well, though.
Yeah, she got that accent. But she's doing her thing.
That's love, though. That's love right there.
Nah, but I really appreciate you guys for having me on. Definitely.
And we appreciate you. Keep doing what you do. And
we definitely
want to have you on again in the near future. So keep us in the loop with projects you got going on. If you have any, Anthony's got something, or any of the artists you're working with need to get the information out to the masses, hit us up.
Thank you, definitely. Anthony does have quite a few projects. Not only does he do stuff, not only does he do stuff on the music side, but he's starting to move into the movies as well. So
really, okay,
yeah.
We'll
I'm a line producer for CW Studios right now.
Uh-huh.
It is an African American owned, one of the most major production studios out here in Atlanta. We're actually going on tour doing a reality show called Can You Spend It? Mr. Dent's a part of that. And we got some major things coming up.
Hey, Brett, did you hear that? Can you spend it? Can you spend it, Brett?
How many hours can I do it in?
24
hours. I can spend it in
48
hours.
I can spend
it in 48 hours. 24
hours, Brad, not
48. Oh, man, I can really get on the grind. Ooh. But you know I can hang.
It's a live reality show. It's
live reality, huh?
It's going to be out.
Man, don't put me on there, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can
spend it. You can't have no assets. It's like Bruce just played, remember? With Richard Pryor, spend all that money.
Yeah.
Brewer's Brewer's
it's almost that concept.
Brewster's millions. Brewster's millions.
Something like that. Oh,
that's
yeah,
it.
Man.
Wow.
We can do this, like they say.
That's it. That's what's good. Well, again, thanks again, Regina, for coming on to the show. And we're going to talk to you real soon. Keep bringing in that money to take care of those little ones. All right, I think we might have lost Regina there, Brett.
Talking about all that money, you know what I'm saying?
All that money, she got excited, we lost.
She had to go count it, you know what I'm saying? Mama had to go count that money.
That's it. But it's all good. Again, we thank Regina Valenzuela for coming on to the show. She is doing her thing. And again, give us a shout here in the studio if you're just tuning in. Number is area code 347-843-4738. Brad, I think we have a phone call. You want to take a call?
Yeah, let's do it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a good
thing. All right, let's do our thing, man. You're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is DJ Bear, a.k.a. Diesel.
Yo, what's up Diesel? Big dog.
What's good, my dude? How you doing, man? Sounding real good tonight.
Thank you, my brother. This is my brother there, Brad Man. He's doing his thing. We were hanging out the other night.
Right.
He's banging the walls with the latest joints and the oldest joints, too. Keep the young heads informed where it started.
I can just hear that Wobble Wobble song just coming through right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know
Wobble
Wobble,
all that stuff.
That was an anthem. Mm-hmm.
That's it,
down
baby.
Down in ATL, man.
Yeah, man.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, Brad. Yo, you were doing your thing last night, man. How'd it work out? I'm sure it went out tremendous.
It went real well, blasting them with the old school R&B, not the conventional. You know, we got the R&B that everybody knows about, but hit them with the stuff that you don't normally hear, and it was crazy. We had a good time last night. The Street FM crew was hot. You got to get some of them dudes up there because these cats is off the chain.
Oh, word?
He's young, yeah. I mean, oh my goodness. I mean, I give it to him as a compliment, but at the same time, I don't want them to think I'm disrespecting them when I say, look, you're a DJ, but not too many white DJs have that soul feeling.
Right.
I've been around a lot of them, and they try to go too far over the edge to get that swag. DJs, these cats, is crazy. The individual, DJ 631, Nicki Knox, Doc. Oh, my goodness. And they got this dude coming out. Man. Type L. Ridiculous.
Wow.
Okay. L, when you finish the show, hit me up. I got to send you. Actually, you know what? He's actually on YouTube. Okay. If you YouTube, you put in TYP underscore ILL, his videos will come up. And if you shut your eyes, you would not know that this was a white dude spitting.
Really?
Yes. Yes. If he gets the right backing, he's going to put a lot of these dudes to shame. I caught the tail end of the interview when y'all were talking about these kids nowadays are doing it for the money instead of for the love. We were talking about that night at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That hip-hop first started, we all did it, you know, and Al, you know my history, we all did it because, hey, it's something fun to do.
That's right.
Nobody thinking about getting bread. It was just, yo, we doing this. And then all of a sudden, now the dollar signs are there. And like, you know, how the young lady was saying, I ain't got no yacht. I ain't got no Benz. Okay.
Right.
There's only a certain few rappers that was out there doing it that was making bread beforehand. That's why they're getting so much love now. The number one that I can think of is, of course, Biggie. But he didn't really get a chance to come out like he needed to. Then there's Jay-Z, because them guys were getting money before the records.
That's right.
There's another cat people don't realize, and I'm trying to educate these young cats on, and he's not in the forefront like he used to be, but trust me, he's in there, Master P.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's got plenty of money. He's got money for years.
Yes. Okay, and I'm telling these young cats, you want to see the grind and the drive, you get his first movie that he made, that he shot on his own. And at the end of the movie, because there's a couple of versions out there, the version that we had, at the end of the movie, they're talking about what they plan to do with the Cash Money clip and what they want to make happen. And I'll be damned if he didn't make it happen.
You know, look what they're doing now. They're killing it, man.
But I think the music industry is starting to rotate back to that beginning of how it used to be for the love, you know, and because now we're in a new era, the digital age. So a lot of these record labels, people aren't going to them no more. You got Cloud, you got all of these other media outlets to where you can get your music out there, so you don't really need so much to go to a label, okay, to get stuff out there. You know, you just need to get that good promotion, get that good buzz, and I'm just going to XYZ label for my distribution because I can't reach Europe and Australia and all of them other different places. You know, speaking of which, got to give a shout-out to our other partner, okay? Diamond just came back from Brazil rocking over there, you know, making it happen. He got a new single getting ready to come out, you know,
yep.
So It's a lot of things going on with the team that's real good, and you guys are doing your thing, letting everybody know what's happening out there, you know, in the underground world and the hip-hop world and community as a whole. Wanted to give you guys a big shout-out.
Yo, thanks. Thanks, man. You're doing your thing, and I'm sure the next event I'm going to try to get out there and support you.
Yeah. I got actually, the next couple is some private events.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I'm getting ready to jump into the karaoke world.
Karaoke's large,
I'm
kid.
Good.
Let me tell you,
I'm getting ready to jump into that as a DJ to the core. You know, you look at karaoke as like, oh man, who? But man, you'd be surprised. You know, if you open up a paper where you could probably find somebody doing karaoke 7 days a week.
Karaoke's big, my brother. It's
okay, so it's not like.
I've been to several venues, like you said. I know two venues I go to, and they got karaoke
each a different night of the week, and both places mobbed.
Yep. So now it's you know, like the wheel. Okay, how many different ways can you make a wheel? I mean, there's only one. So it's like it's already there. It's just trying to present it in a total different format to get people to say, "Oh wow, I like karaoke, but I've never seen it presented like this."
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, that's what I hope to do.
You know? That's what's good. DJ Bear doing his thing. Holding it down.
Yeah, so, because actually, Al, I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of Applebee's. I just met with a client for a corporate party I'm doing next week.
It Bear getting the paper in the parking lot of Applebee's.
Wow, parking lot paper. What?
Oh, I'm going mad at you.
You know, some stuff, and I just checked my email, and I was like, oh, damn, my brother's shirt was on. Let me throw it on real quick. And it's pouring out raining right now.
Yeah, and the weather's kind of ugly up here in New York. It's kind of ugly up here. Well, that's good. My brother's getting his paper, and that's what's good, man. Good brothers doing their thing, and, you know, it's beautiful, man. You could do something, like you said, what we spoke about earlier. Do something you love, and you can still eat. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, how much money can one person have?
That's right.
You know, and if you're doing something, listeners out there, if you're doing something for the love and enjoyment of it, the money is going to come. If you're doing something to try to get the money, you're going to, in my opinion anyway, you're going to always be miserable.
That's right.
Okay.
I can attest to that, okay?
Yeah, we've been down that road already.
Been down that road, baby.
You know, so and like Mom always said, if you have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Thank you.
You
know. So what's popping off this weekend, Ed? Big Bear? Anything popping off this weekend?
I got a big 50th birthday party that I'm doing this Friday in Roosevelt, which is going to be bananas. The young lady gave me the playlist, and it's going to be off the chain.
That's good.
It's crazy. Got the big corporate event next week on the 9th. My next public event, which hopefully you guys can come out on, is I think on the 8th. I'm going to be at a local spot that's getting revamped. Oh, the spot we was at, Larry, on Saturday for the birthday party.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's good.
The 8th, right, because the 9th is a Friday. Yeah, the 8th, I'm scheduled to play there. And I'm actually going to be showcasing Type L's videos there. I'm going to be playing the videos and everything at that set. And that's another aspect of DJing that I'm trying to bring out, which, after going to the DJ Expo, is out there already, but it hasn't really hit big in our neck of the woods. Is incorporating music videos in a DJ set and playing it throughout the night for people to see that also.
Yeah, ATL is big with that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
When I was down there, I felt like I was back in Hawaii, because they've been on it for a minute.
Yeah.
And,
ATL's doing it. They popping off down there, man. So
yeah, man.
We got to get back down there. We got a lot of peeps down there doing their thing.
Right, yeah.
So we got...
18th was saying he wanted to take a trip, shoot down there this summer coming up. Well, next year rather. So
yeah, we definitely got to get down there, and you know we got a lot of peeps down there, so we're definitely gonna get down there. But we're gonna run there, DJ Bear. We appreciate you jumping in and giving us a shout. All
right, DJ Bear, nice to meet you, bro.
No doubt. Thursday, you guys over at the spot?
You are. We're at the spot, baby.
Okay.
Every Thursday.
That's cool.
That's the spot, man. We're going to lay low, and we'll get you in some type of rotation over there.
Okay, that'll work. You know, I bring the whole videos out there, and, you know, we do it up big for the people.
That's what's good, man. Give your shout-outs there. Any other shout-outs?
Just, you know, Team Diamond, you know, the number one creator, God, thank you for all of these blessings you've given us, you know, and everybody out there, God does not put on you what he knows you cannot handle.
There you go.
So you might think that things are not going good, but at the same time, you got to think about what you have and what you're thankful for.
That's right.
my kids doing their thing, my lovely wife who stood beside me this past year and some change while I try to make this dream come back and be able to take care of my family with it. So
that's what's good, man.
School friends, you know, the real true who's there for you when you ain't got two nickels to rub together.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. That's what we got to bring back. That mentality of the whole community is helping to raise everyone, not just, don't put your hands on my kids. No. You know, where we're trying to help each other, uplift each other. That's what we need to strive for.
That's what's good.
You couldn't
say it any better there, DJ Bear.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.
Tell you, man, some great people calling in. Great guest tonight, Brad. I tell you, man, a real nice show.
Yes, sir.
Real nice show. It was lovely. Lovely, okay? What do you got there, Brad? You got anything for birthdays?
Yeah, I got a birthday.
Why don't you kick it off?
I got my birthday list, you know what I'm saying? All my birthday people, if you're tuning in, I want to send a shout out to Mr. Brian Hill from White Plains, Mr. Andrew Henry III. Happy birthday to you, my VP4 shipmate. Neolia Camacho Kelly, White Plains childhood friend. I seen her this weekend at the mansion out there in White Plains. Atricia Valencia down in Richmond, Virginia. I want to send a happy birthday shout out. She worked down at the Alicia's Salon and Spa. She wanted her number to be put out. If you want an appointment to get your hair done, just hit her up at 804-768-0131. Happy birthday shout out to her. Miss Carolyn Harding, one of the most awesome jazz singers out here in the Long Island area. Awesome lady. You can look up on Facebook. Check her out. Miss Kia Riley, one of my Facebook friends. Happy birthday to you down in Durham, North Carolina. Christian Tom, one of my Facebook friends, also want to send a happy birthday shout out. And a very special shout out to Adabisi down there in South Beach. Happy birthday, girl. I know you're listening. Don't be blushing. Sending a big shout out. Birthday shout out to you, a.k.a. Miss BC. All right. Miss Crystal Woodford. She's a motion film hairstylist in Shreveport, Louisiana. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Yeah, and my homegirl, my little girlfriend down in the dance, Jocelyn Chapman, Norm's daughter. Happy birthday, Miss Jocelyn.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday shout out to you, and I hope to see you guys real soon. Those are my birthday shout outs on the LC and Jack radio show tonight.
Well, that's what's good. That's what's good.
Yeah.
I guess I'll bring it up the rear here. We're going to say happy birthday to some of the celebs here. Jaleel White, which you're going to say, who the heck is that?
Yeah.
Well, that was
Urkel.
Steve Urkel, okay? Family Matters.
Did I do Urkel's that?
It's his big B birthday. He's big 3'5". Unbelievable. So happy birthday to him. To Mike Tyson's ex, Robin Givens.
Wow.
Yep. I don't think she's done much since, you know, she broke up with Mike. She's 47.
Okay. Still hanging.
Yep. To R&B superstar right now, is on the top of the charts doing his thing. Trey Songz, 27.
All right.
To hopefully the soon to be on LC and Jack radio show, Mr. Bo Jackson.
Okay.
49. Unbelievable. 49 years, man. I just
wow.
Like just yesterday, he was doing his thing in baseball and football and doing it from the black and silver. Man, I remember those days like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, happy birthday to her. She had the big 3-0. Wow. And happy birthday to some of our Facebook and Twitter followers, John Dooley, Andre Dotson. Big up. Big up, Andre. Barry, brother Barry Burgess, Mel Smith, and to, which you said, Jocelyn Chapman, which we said earlier there, the bread man caught it. Happy birthday to all from the LC and Jack radio show. Just going to give a couple big ups there, Brad. Going to give a couple big ups to Tiffany Warnick. the Pencil Man, Clarence Pencil Man. Okay, I'm going to give him a big up. And also to my boys at Reality Sermon doing their thing in the studio. Going to be doing that actually tomorrow night. And big up to a good friend of mine. I've talked to him. He's actually down in ATL as well, my man Anthony Blair. Big up to all for the LC and Jack Radio Show. Well, Brett,
yeah,
I really
man.
Have too much more to end the show, but what do you got there before we wrap
Yo,
up tonight?
Yo, you know I got this list, man. Everybody who came to the Ron Black's club on Friday for the White Plains High School Class of 81 30th anniversary. Yo, I have to give a big shout out to all my classmates that showed up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run down this list real quick. Miss Lenora Smith, a.k.a. Dinky, was in the house. Cheryl Oakley, Amy Bronstein, Lorraine Smith and her husband, Eric. Sam Leary, doing it big in the wheelchair. He was killing the women. They was loving him. Charlie Mitchell, the lady who got it all popping off for us, Miss Linda Fargo Divine, because Linda is divine, was in the house. Matthew Wambier was in the house. Karen Moore, Shawarren Hudson, Donna Tribble Bannister was in the house. Ian Carr, Millie Gray Roper, Ray Rose, David Sweet, Ann Whitecroft, Larry Bilson, Tom Kincaidis, Deborah Houston McDonald, Valerie Terrain Person, Gerald Mitchell, Alex Trapp, Tim Ryan, Robin London, Callum Brody, and her husband Todd. Had fun with those guys. I told them a little bit of the Bread Man story. That was fun. Mrs. Robin Luck and Mary Beth, Susan Russo, and we had Tina Briston. I think that's how it was. She was Pujo back in the day when she was young. So Tina Pujo, big up to her. She used to live right down the street from me. Miss Ann Urish, John Kruskoff. Man, these names are hard, man. I'm telling you, it's like it's down the list.
Ah, some
White,
list, man.
Quote,
jeez.
Seamus McGovern, who was on our undefeated team back in 79-80. Mary Ward, Bill Ward, Tim Boykin was in the house. Kara Silverman, Aiken, Hope Lipson, Lori Combs, Paul Snyder, and Kathy Snyder was in the house. Marlene Sussman Fisher, Kathy Weiss-Coates, Stephen Devine, Diana Corin, Jamie Burnett, Richard Ogle, and last but not least, Mr. Michael Enright. And you're going to get your DVD of the event. Believe that. Those are all the people that showed up at Ron Black this past Friday on Black Friday for the 30th reunion class of 81 for the White Plains High School, man. Big up to everybody that listens to the Bread Man on the LC Jack Radio Show. And
jeez,
that was just the people that showed up.
I got to give you a sip of water after that, man. Jeez.
Yes, sir. Yo,
what a list. What a list. What a list.
We had 513 people that graduated that year. So this is like a little tip.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? 500. We was a big class, man. That was awesome class. Class of 81. 30 years later. Man, on the LC and Jack Radio Show.
That's it, Brett.
Yes, sir.
Well, Brett, man, I tell you, we look forward to doing it again next week. And, again, we thank you, our audience, because without you, we would not be able to be here to provide some great radio to you. So hit us up. Didn't get a chance to plug it, but hit us up or either on Facebook, Twitter, or even LinkedIn. That is, don't sleep on LinkedIn. So definitely hit us up there or drop us an email. You can reach us at lcandjack@gmail.com. And that's LCANDJACK @gmail.com. Until next Tuesday evening, we say good night from LC and the Bread Man.